From hats in the hall closet to bats in the belfry, we can help you save money on the basics. Hi, I'm Rob West. Today we'll offer you a few common sense strategies for saving money on three of the basics: clothing, utilities, and home maintenance. Then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, managing your money wisely doesn't have to be complicated. A simple spending plan can help you keep track of what comes in and what goes out. But what about the necessary things like clothes, energy, and shelter? If you feel like these expenses are out of control, we'd like to help you today. Let's start with clothing. In this category, the temptation is to buy whenever there's a sale or to chase after the latest styles, or both. When you have kids, and especially teenagers, you have the added problem of sizes changing all the time, not to mention another set of opinions on what's cool. Well, here's how to keep your family's wardrobe looking sharp for less. First, you don't have to buy new. Instead, visit local thrift stores where you'll find deals on current styles as well as wardrobe basics. If you have kids, this is where you'll save. Teenagers might push back on this, but give them a budget and challenge them to find something they like. They'll enjoy having a bit of freedom in the matter and seeing how far their money can go. If you do shop retail, use coupons and loyalty programs to get discounts. Consider consignment stores, too. You'll find stylish clothing there, and when you're done with your gently used items, you can trade them in for cash or a discount. That's money back in your clothing budget. Next, try rethinking your closet. What I mean is, instead of filling it with clothes and shoes that you'll wear only once or twice, think multi-purpose. A good pair of slacks can take you to work or church. A neutral skirt can work for an interview or an evening out. You get the idea. The goal is to have a few high-quality basics that can do double duty in your wardrobe. Focus your spending on that core wardrobe and then let your accessories and thrift store add-ons provide color and variety. Okay, our next category for saving is utilities. The first strategy is to buy energy-efficient appliances. I'm not saying you should replace all your existing appliances at once, but when it's time to put in a new washing machine, choose one that costs less to run. While you're at it, you may be able to find a deal on a scratch-and-dent appliance. Another way to save money on energy costs is by using LED lighting. When you need to replace a bulb, it's worth the extra cost up front to buy LEDs. They'll pay for themselves over time with longer life and more energy efficiency. Next, check with your utility company about rebates for installing energy-efficient systems in your home. You might get money back for installing an electric hybrid water heater, for instance, or putting in a smart thermostat. Your power company will have details about rebates on their website. A simple way to reduce your energy bill is by unplugging appliances, turning off electronics, and adjusting your thermostat, especially when you're not at home. All right, our last money-saving category is home maintenance. If you own a home, you can't just assume all is well. Like a car, your home needs regular attention just to keep it functioning smoothly. Ignoring this might not cause a breakdown on the highway, but it can result in very expensive repair or replacement costs. For instance, dirty filters can make your heating and air conditioning system work much harder, which makes it wear out sooner. For plumbing, be aware of possible pipe leaks or dripping faucets. Avoid overflow problems by having your septic tank pumped out regularly. If you have one, you get the idea. Heating and air conditioning is one of your home's most important systems, so don't ignore that either. Have your HVAC system checked at least once a year to make sure it's operating at maximum efficiency when you need it most in summer and winter. Second, do an annual check of the caulking around your windows, doors, and light fixtures. Install new weather stripping around doors and windows if necessary. If your home feels too warm in the summer and too cold in the winter, even after you've sealed the air leaks, you may need more insulation. Again, check with your power company about rebates for that. While I'm talking about home maintenance and insulation, let me ask you, when was the last time you checked under your roof? If you have an unused attic space, make sure it's not becoming a home for critters. If you've got wildlife guests in the attic, it'll take a professional to get them out and seal the space, but don't put that off. Aside from the sanitation issues, rodents can chew on electrical wiring, which makes them a fire hazard. All right, I hope we've given you some practical ideas today. Your calls are next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's the dream of scientists and billionaires, a way to prolong human life indefinitely. Some even dream of a day when human beings will live forever. But what's interesting about that dream is that we already can. In John 5, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." Do you want to know the joy of a life that won't ever end? Believe in Jesus and the one who sent him, his heavenly Father, and then you, too, will cross over from death to life. You'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Anchor Devotional can help. Try it out at getanchor.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Well, I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions here in just a moment. That number, 800-525-7000. What happens when you call that number? Well, Sandy will answer the phone and understand your question, help you get ready to be on the air, and we'll tackle it together. As you invite us into your story, we'd love to weigh in on how you can apply God's wisdom to the financial decisions and choices you're making today. Whether that's living, giving, owing, or growing God's money, and everything in between, we'd love to talk about it with you. That number again, 800-525-7000. Our promise to you to be hopeful and encouraging, to be reverent as we tackle God's word and look at your situation through the lens of scripture, but also very practical because we want to help you get to a decision. And that's, of course, always the ultimate goal. That number again, 800-525-7000. We'll dive into those questions here in just a moment. So this is a great opportunity for you to call. In the news today, as inflation continues to strain wallets across the country, a growing number of Americans are reconsidering their retirement plans. A recent survey by Live Career reveals that more than 80% of respondents have thought about delaying retirement for financial reasons, with 92% worried that they might have to work longer than expected. That fear of retirement is palpable. Shockingly, 61% of workers report fearing retirement more than death, while 64% find the idea scarier than divorce. These anxieties stem from concerns about running out of money in retirement, becoming a financial burden to loved ones, or perhaps lacking funds for medical emergencies. Vanguard's latest data offers a glimpse of hope, though, showing that the average balance in employer-sponsored retirement accounts rose to $134,000 in 2023. That's a 19% increase from the previous year. However, even with this growth, these figures still fall short of the 1.46 million many believe is necessary for a comfortable retirement today. The financial landscape remains challenging, though. High interest rates and ongoing inflation have driven up the cost of essentials like rent and gasoline and groceries. I don't need to tell you that. You're experiencing that every day. And this, of course, hits low-income Americans the hardest. Now, even though inflation has eased since its peak in 2022, prices are still significantly higher than they were just a few years ago. And as we've talked about often, as the rate of inflation decreases, it's still on top of all of these prior year increases, which were dramatically higher than the norm. And so inflation is cumulative. It's all building on one another. We really haven't seen and really don't expect to see any decreases in prices. It's just that the rate of increase is slowing. Now, given these economic pressures, it's no surprise that many Americans question whether retirement is a realistic goal. In fact, according to Nationwide, over a quarter of non-retired investors fear they might need to return to work due to inadequate savings, and about 19% doubt that they'll save enough to comfortably retire. How do we view this through the lens of God's Word? Well, while the challenges surrounding retirement savings are daunting, they also offer a unique opportunity for believers to trust in God's provision and take proactive steps towards securing their financial future. In the midst of uncertainty, we're reminded of the biblical principle of stewardship, that is, faithfully managing the resources God has entrusted to us. This includes reevaluating our savings strategy. It could be seeking wise counsel, even making adjustments that align with both our financial goals and our faith. Just as Scripture encourages us to consider the ant and be industrious, that's found in Proverbs 6, we can also approach our financial planning with a spirit of wisdom and intentionality. Ultimately, our security does not rest in the size of our retirement accounts, but in our trust in God's faithfulness. By taking practical steps to manage our finances wisely, we can face the future confidently, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. Remember, He has said He'll never leave us or forsake us. So as we do our part, we can rest assured that He will provide for our needs both now and in the coming seasons. And I hope that's a bit of encouragement to you today as we think about the future in light of trusting God for His provision, knowing He alone is that place of refuge and security. But we need to do our part as faithful stewards, and hopefully we can encourage you to that end here on this program today. All right, we're ready to dive into those questions today. Whatever you're thinking about in your financial life, call right now, 800-525-7000. We will look forward to hearing from you. Let's begin today in Alabama with Ann. Go right ahead.
Hi, I am a pastor's wife, and about a year ago, my husband moved to a new church, and they are giving him a portion of his salary specifically for retirement, and they specified to be managed by us. We have already been contributing the max amount to our Roth IRAs. So I wondered what we should do with this money, if there was any other tax efficient way to save it for retirement, or if we should just save it in a mutual fund or something like that.
Yeah, it's a great question. So you have both, he has an IRA and you also have a spousal IRA, and you've maxed out both of them. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. And is he paid W-2 or 1099?
W-2.
Okay. Yeah. So he's an employee. Yeah. I mean, I think one option, which would be a little bit longer term, would be to see if the church would be willing to set up a retirement plan. And it doesn't have to be one that requires a lot of oversight and you don't need a lot of employees. I mean, often kind of the easiest turnkey solution is called a simple IRA. And it's a great option for the church not only to begin to offer benefits without a lot of the administration and headaches that come from a 401k, but it could be attractive to other employees, even with a small church. You know, this is something that, you know, the church can use to care for employees beyond even their pastor, your husband, for mm-hmm. the others to make
He's
sure that they're
currently He's currently the only employee, so that might be what we would want to do down the road,
yeah.
But until that point.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, but even with one employee, I mean, it is an option, and it's not a cost, you know, a costly one that they could set up, and it would give you guys the ability to do that, because that is permissible, you know, as long as you have fewer than 100 employees, you can do it. So now, getting back to your question, what other options do you have? I mean, the other option that folks will use, it's not my first choice, but when you run out of tax-deferred savings vehicles, then whole life insurance could be another way to do it. So you'd buy a whole life insurance policy that would accrue tax-deferred cash value. And it's a way for those folks who are trying to, you know, catch up and have maxed out even their 401k and they're looking for another tax-deferred vehicle, or for somebody in your situation that doesn't have access to another type of plan on a tax-deferred basis. So what you'd want to do is connect with an advisor who could find you the very best whole life insurance policy that you could use as a savings vehicle alongside those IRAs. You know, the reason they're not my first choice is they tend to be a little bit more complicated, and, you know, you are lumping in life insurance with it. But it does give you that ability to grow money on a tax-deferred basis. And then beyond that, to your point, yes, you could save in a taxable account and just buy, you know, some high-quality mutual funds, maybe even some faith-based investing funds like we talk about on this program. But I would say getting the church to look at the simple IRA, it is truly simple to set up, and I think it would be a blessing to your husband and others after they start hiring more. And then whole life insurance, and beyond that, taxable mutual fund investing. You could find a CKA on our website as well. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
What's your reputation? Kind? Generous? Shy? Rick Robertson says it would be wonderful to have the reputation of being someone who did things that were right in God's eyes. Of course, our best example of that is Jesus. And in the article in The Stand called A Soul Refreshing Rain, Rick helps us see how Jesus's attributes can change our daily lives. Visit afa.net/thestand and read A Soul Refreshing Rain today. afa.net/thestand.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I've got a few lines open today as we take your calls and questions on anything financial. That number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Let's head to Mississippi. Hi, Steve. Go right ahead, sir.
Good morning. I just encourage your and our listeners to not retire if they can, because I've never read retirement in the Bible except for Levites and priests.
Yeah.
And unless they're in a physically demanding job, I plan to work until Jesus comes back or until he takes me home.
Yes, sir.
I'm a pharmacist, so I don't have a very hard physically hard job. And I've also been so thankful that I can take any kind of IRA money and send it directly to my church without any taxes. That just thrills my soul.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage our listeners to do that.
Yeah, I love that, Steve. I think you're right on. I mean, clearly, you're right. The only instance of retirement we see in the Bible is on the Levitical priests. And I think that's a different scenario here than what we see in our culture, which is this never-ending vacation. And clearly, that's not a part of God's plan. We know that work was a part of creation before the fall. Adam and Eve were workers. They were not only to cultivate, but they were also to keep the garden, and they had a job to name the animals, and they had to, you know, a lot of work to do. And I think what's great is that God invites us in. He's a worker. He creates out of nothing. We're workers. We create out of his creation by taking that latent natural resource and improve it for, you know, the common good and for human flourishing and to spread the gospel and to bless our neighbors. And we're to do that through the whole of our lives. I think the idea here is to replace the cultural view of retirement with perhaps a different view, which is a rhythm of, I think, rest and renewal and re-engagement that says when I get to that season where either God redirects me to something else, perhaps away from paid work, if that's what he ends up doing, or if I stay right where I am to continue to be a blessing and to be productive right where he's planted me, or because I can't work physically, that I have taken a portion of what God has entrusted to me and I've set that aside. And I think the Bible affirms that idea. I mean, Proverbs 21:20, among other passages, the wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. So, you know, this passage highlights the wisdom of planning ahead and saving resources for future needs. But again, I don't think that never-ending vacation was ever a part of God's plan. And ultimately, our dependence needs to rest on God rather than our own financial security. Saving for retirement, I don't think, is inherently unbiblical as long as we do it with the right motives and balance with generosity and trust in God. The key is to view it as a tool for continued stewardship rather than an end in itself. But you also bring up a great point, Steve, and that is, you know, look at ways to do more giving both now and during that retirement season of life. I think part of that is setting a financial finish line and capping your lifestyle so that your lifestyle doesn't continue to increase as you have more resources. But secondly, I think we need to be planned up. And, you know, what you're talking about with giving from your IRA is a wonderful tool for those folks 70 and a half or older who can use this qualified charitable distribution. It's the only way to get money out of an IRA without creating a taxable event, as long as you send it right to charity or ministry or your church. So I think those are all great thoughts and a great reminder for us today. But anything else before we let you go?
Just amen, brother. Keep all preaching. Right. You could come preach at our church. Thank you so much for all you do.
Absolutely, Steve. Lord bless you. Appreciate you being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now with your financial questions today, or perhaps you want to weigh in on this topic of retirement. Yeah, you know, one of the things I think we fail to recognize when it comes to retirement is just the impact on our health negatively when we cease all operations. It increases the chances of clinical depression by 40%. It can, of course, accelerate aging. And so, you know, I think there's part of God's design for work with rest and proper rhythms is to keep us productive, to keep our minds sharp, to keep us engaged in blessing others. I think there's a reason that we talk about businesses producing goods and services. They're supposed to be good for people and to serve our neighbor. And when we do that, remember, the way we advance God's creation and bless those around us is by engaging in productive work. I think, again, that's part of God's design throughout our whole life until He calls us home. And so something to consider, because we certainly don't want to buy into the message of this culture that there is a date by which we just need to stop all productive activity. I don't think that was ever a part of God's plan. Let's head to Virginia. Hi, Debbie. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Rob. You have had some people on your show who have been in these timeshares and have asked for, you know, if they've ever had success in getting out of them. So I just want to say that we had success a few years back of getting out of ours, which was a real blessing. And I wanted to relay that and give you the name of the group who helped us. And also the benefit is that we can now give that extra money to our church every year, which is also been a blessing.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're welcome to do that. Let me just say, though, up front here, this would be not an organization we've had any involvement with, but if this has been your personal experience, Debbie, go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, and you're sort of skeptical about it at first, you know, but it did take like a year, and it, you know, you pay up front some of the money. We also had to use a law firm, and they provided that. But everybody was really, I mean, it just went through really smoothly, but it was a long process, and but we're out of it.
Okay,
and
good.
Too.
Yeah, okay. Well done.
Yeah. Okay, the name of the group is called,
go ahead.
That again?
Yeah, I just was going to say, go ahead and share that.
Oh, okay. It's back when we did, it was called the Newton N-E-W-T-O-N group, G-R-O-U-P, exit.
Okay.
And
all right.
It does exist, but they changed it to Newton Group Transfers.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for sharing that, Debbie. We appreciate it. Folks, just be careful. Diminish anything Debbie said, but my experience has been you have to be really on your guard in these areas, but check hers out. We'll be right back.
19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've covered a lot of ground already. We've talked about retirement. We've talked about investments. We've also talked about timeshares, but we'd love to talk about what's on your mind today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open. By the way, on this topic of retirement from a biblical perspective, the God's Word shows us very clearly that elders are associated with wisdom, character, and leadership ability, the assumed fruit of experience and age. I mean, we clearly saw in the Old Testament the elders and would sit at the city gate and teach. So perhaps the steps to think about as you reach this season of life would be first to take a sabbatical rest, just to step back in a time of refreshment and leaning into God's Word and asking the Lord the question about perhaps a new calling for this season of life, seeking healing and renewal during this time of rest and sabbatical, and then re-emerging ready to offer experience and talents and wisdom and prayer to a coming generation. What a beautiful picture of all that the elders have to offer in this season of life as they re-engage and perhaps can use all that God has given them in blessing others and walking alongside those who have come after them. I love that picture of perhaps a way to think about this latter season of life. All right, let's head back to the phones. We'll head out to Mississippi. Hi, Dennis. Go ahead.
Hey. I'm retired, and I do get a Social Security, and I get a check through retirement, and I have a little money invested in a CD, and it matured this past week. My grace period ends up Friday, and I was going to try to do something with it.
Okay.
And I heard about this called a fixed index annuity.
Yeah.
And it's through an insurance company, and I don't know the name of the company, but I'm supposed to get that in the mail. And it's a 1 or 2 year tech. That's what it's in, tech index, 1 or 2 year tech index, and I'm just wondering about the wisdom of that.
Yeah. You know, I would be careful there. What is the amount that you have come and due, Dennis?
Just a little over $20,000.
All right. And is this money you need to live on right now, or is this money you want access to down the road?
No, I do not have to live on it. No, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And are you wanting to keep it in a guaranteed type of product, like an insurance product or a bank product?
It's an insurance.
Yeah.
And I was told that I could not lose my money.
Yeah.
I could gain. And over a 10-year period, the history has been from 8% to 14% increase, an average, you know.
Yeah.
And and it was a biblically sound, you know, responsible company that this person invests in, and also a financial strength of the institution was strong.
Okay, yeah, those are all good things, and I think this is where an annuity product can work for someone who's looking for the peace of mind to know that they have a guaranteed offering, but they can get better returns than you might find in a bank product, especially as interest rates start to head down. I would always want to know what is that index that it's pegged to. I think you mentioned a tech index, and you'd want to look at that just because I wouldn't want to be too highly concentrated in one particular sector of the economy in case it was out of favor. If we got into a recession, the high-flying tech sector would likely underperform the market as the economy rolled over away from the bull market where the big-cap tech stocks tend to lead. We might see other segments of the economy outperform. You know, I think the only downside, if you will, to the fixed indexed annuity is the growth potential is capped, as you know, meaning you don't benefit from the full gains of the market index. So if the index rose by, let's say, 10%, you might get 6%, and you give up that spread, and that's how they make money, the insurance company. There are also fees, you know, administrative fees and mortality expenses and risk charges and rider fees, and those can reduce your overall returns. And then there are surrender charges as well. So with the CD, you can get that money back at the end of the period. But with a fixed indexed annuity, you know, if you wanted to get to that money early, you had a need for it. Those surrender charges can be substantial during at least the first few years. So it limits your access to the money. You just need to be aware of that. And then I think, you know, the last thing is just the complexity of these things. I mean, they have various terms and conditions that do get somewhat complicated in terms of, you know, understanding how, for instance, your returns are calculated. There's participation rates and caps and spreads and all kinds of fancy financial terms that, you know, then can be difficult to make it understood easily. So I think as long as you understand those things, then yes, if you're looking for a guaranteed product with a sound insurance company, an annuity could be the way to go. I would probably just get at least a couple of additional opinions on it because not all annuities are created equal, and you may find that one that better serves you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
But I will say this again. It was a lady I spoke to. She said I could not lose my money, my investment at all.
Right.
Could not lose it, but I could gain up to 8 to 14, I think she said, percent. Anyway, that's an average over a 10-year period.
Sure, yeah. And the market has done quite well, and the tech sector has done quite well during that period. You just need to realize that that's not an indication of future results. We may enter a period here where, depending on which index this is pegged to, it may significantly underperform what she's quoting you. So I think you just need to be aware of that going in. But I appreciate you checking in with us, Dennis. I'm certainly not opposed to this. I would just say do your homework. Make sure you understand what you're getting into because these things can be complicated and get at least one to two other people to weigh in with products that you know, may be similar but could be a better option for you. Thank you for being on the program today, sir. Lord bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you today. We've got some lines open. Sandy, ready to take your call? We'll get you on the air quickly. 800-525-7000. Let's go out to Missouri. Hi, Norma. Go ahead.
Hello there. I have a question this morning. I have a savings account that's just been sitting for several years that I was wanting to know if I had to go into a nursing home, is there any way I can protect that besides the Medicaid asset protection plan?
Mm. Yeah, no, I mean, the spend down is, $2,000. So you would have to spend those assets down to that level before Medicaid would kick in. Let's do this. Unfortunately, I've got to hit a break here, but we'll tackle this question right on the other side. Hopefully you can hold. And as soon as we come back, we'll get right back to you. 800-525-7000. Back with our final segment after this. Stick around.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
Today's issues.
President Trump has never been convicted of insurrection.
No.
But that is the word that was tossed around immediately following January 6th by all the Democrats.
Yes.
And all of the people, the talking heads. I think they were priming the pump to create out of thin air the connection to the 14th Amendment.
Today's issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Every day, we hear life-changing stories from listeners just like you who see money and possessions as tools to invite more people into God's kingdom. Instead of chasing wealth, you've chosen to embrace God as your source of love and provision. At FaithFi, we're passionate about meeting people where they live and work through our national radio program, app, resources, and website to influence widespread positive change in our culture. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at faithfi.com/give.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Here in our final segment, I've got room for perhaps one or two additional questions. That number to call to be on the program today, 800-525-7000. Whatever you're thinking about in your financial life, we'd love to tackle it with you. 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Norma in Missouri, and she'd like some advice on what to do with her savings account in the event she had to go into assisted living. And what I would say to you again, Norma, is you mentioned a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. This is a type of irrevocable trust that protects your assets from creditors and lawsuits. You can't access your funds while receiving long-term care, and your trustee could then distribute the money to your beneficiaries. But income from it would count toward that resource limit. So you'd have to take a look at that. And they typically are more expensive than wills to prepare. They're not available in every state. So you'd want to talk to an estate planning attorney about that. But typically the asset limit is $2,000. The income limit is just over $2,000. I think it's $2,800 a month. But anything above that, you would have to spend down in order to access Medicaid. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I have spoken to my attorney about the Medicaid Asset Protection Plan, and I haven't did that yet. But I also did some research that there was an article that I read that possibly you could put your money into a CD with your name on it and beneficiary, and possibly Medicaid wouldn't be able to obtain the money. I don't know if that's a truth or not.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
do you know anything about that?
Yeah. So I would check with your attorney on that. I mean, it does get, depending on your state where you're located, you know, there could be different laws on that with regard to what's available. But, you know, CDs typically are available for asset recovery. When, you know, Medicaid at the end of your life goes to be repaid. So that would be a part of your estate. But at the end of the day, you know, I think it does involve careful planning and often involves trade-offs. And I think the ultimate goal should be to ensure that you have the care you need while preserving as much as possible within, of course, the legal and ethical bounds. But I would say, generally speaking, that CD would probably not be accessed during your life, but would be a part of your estate and could be accessed through Medicaid recovery.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, that answers my question.
Okay.
Because I am gonna take the money out of savings and put into CDs because I'm not earning anything in the savings account whatsoever.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you go to Bankrate.com right now, you'll find that there are still some pretty attractive high yield high yield savings rates. I mean, I'm seeing banks that are still offering north of 5%. With FDIC insurance. And these are 5-star rated bank options. It'd be an online bank, but there are some wonderful options out there. You could go to bankrate.com. But CDs still are fairly attractive right now. They will be, you know, the further out you get, you're going to have to settle for rates, you know, not in the fives, but down closer to 4 as you get out 2-3 years plus. But still a great option, I think, today. But just kind of to double back on that, that CD is still considered your asset. So they're not exempt from Medicaid eligibility like a residence or a vehicle might be. So you are going to have to count that into the overall mix of assets.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Norma.
Information.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call today. May the Lord bless you. Let's head to Mississippi. Hi, Dan. Go ahead.
Hi. I retired at the age 62. I just turned 65. My retirement age is 66 and 10 months. And I'm drawing Social Security. I pastor 2 rural churches, and they are paying into a retirement plan about a total of $300 a month, and I was considering of maybe seeing if I could, if it's okay to give money into a Roth IRA or some other type retirement plan also.
Yeah,
even though I'm drawing Social Security.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, as long as you have earned income, Dan, up to the amount you contribute and not beyond the annual contribution limit, you absolutely could continue to contribute to an IRA. There is no age limit so long as you have earned income up to the amount you're contributing.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. All right, that's what I needed to know.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your service to the Lord. I'm sure you're a real blessing to those rural churches, and we appreciate you being on the program today. May the Lord bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. You know, as we think about retirement planning, you know, we've talked about the financial side of it and the importance of setting a financial finish line, even during your working years, so you know what you're ultimately accumulating toward. What is that goal for both assets, and what's that lifestyle cap, that limit that you want to spend on your income, recognizing that just undoubtedly what typically happens is the level of spending always rises to the level of income unless you protest to the contrary. So as you work and get raises and improve your skills and get paid more throughout your life, you know, the natural default is just to increase our lifestyle as we get more money. Well, you know, what if we were to say, let's cap our lifestyle? We don't believe we need to live on more than X dollars a month. And so anything the Lord blesses us with beyond that, we're going to use to bless others and to advance our giving, or perhaps to increase our saving, or maybe to completely eradicate our debt. What an opportunity. But I think we also need to consider just the wealth transfer side of this, and that is to be well planned. Do you have a will? You know, it's still far too many Americans that don't even have a basic will. It's essential if you have, you know, small children at home, because that's where you name your guardian. But even beyond that, just so your wishes can be honored, make sure you have that will. Have that durable power of attorney so somebody can transact business legally and financially for you if you're incapacitated. Get that healthcare surrogate in place so somebody can make medical decisions on your behalf if you're unable to do so. Get that living will in place so you can make end-of-life decisions. All of these things, I think, are really essential and easily can be put off. I would just charge you not to do that. All right, we've got a few minutes left. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can. Let's head to Arkansas. Hi, Nora. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Laura.
Oh, Laura, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
We're in our 80s, and we have some land adjoining to a church, and we want to donate that land to the church. Okay. And that's our main investment.
Okay.
And our children are worried that when we run out of finances, that they will come after their money. And of course they're worried about that. So I just wondered if that is true.
Yes. So listen, I would never want to stand in the way between what you, the Lord may be leading you and your husband to do. So ultimately that's between you and him. What I would say is, you know, I love the idea that you want to be generous toward your church. But I do think it's also important for you to think about what God has provided you and how you are going to continue to fund your needs in the future. Now, God is your provider, no one else, not the government, not, you know, the resources that you have. Ultimately, it's God himself. But he also has asked us in being a faithful steward to manage what he's entrusted to us wisely. And I think part of that includes having a plan and saving for the future and understanding how you're going to cover your expenses now and forever, however long he has you here. If you're talking about becoming a ward of the state, you know, that typically refers to a situation where someone is incapacitated and has no one to make decisions on their behalf. That's different than qualifying for Medicaid. Medicaid can't generally come after, quote, end quote, adult children for a parent's care costs, except in very limited circumstances and states with specific laws around responsibility. So I think perhaps your next step, just to understand, you know, what's possible both now and in the future, if you all have the ability to cover your own care or you don't, is to visit with an estate planning attorney or an elder care attorney who can just kind of walk you through the planning decisions you need to make and understand what's possible. But I would say, you know, you balancing your desire to be generous with the ability to continue to fund your expenses is a good thing. And I think part of our stewardship responsibility, it begins with prayer, but then I think there's a concerted, you know, planning element that goes along with that. Does that all make sense, though, in terms of what I'm sharing here?
Well, it is. One thing I didn't tell you is that there's a house that we live in now, and it's be written up that we can live in this house. And they will do some of the expenses also. And we live on Social Security, and we are always managed our money with wisdom, because we know everything we have is God's.
Wow. I love that. Well, you're a blessing to talk to, Nora. It sounds like you are that picture of the wise and faithful steward that will someday hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So kudos to you for how you've managed God's money. I would suggest that your next step is to talk to an elder care attorney, just so you understand kind of how things will go down now and in the future, depending on what care you need. But apart from that, I love your generous heart, and I appreciate you being on the program today. Lord bless you. Sue, let's see if we can get you on tomorrow. A big thanks to my team today, Sandy Dickinson, Devin Patrick, and Taylor Standrich. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.